Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Verizon agreed to sell Tumblr to WordPress owner Automattic in a deal reportedly worth less than $20 million. Along with the Tumblr platform, Automattic will also take on the site's 200 employees. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Automattic CEO Matt Mullenweg said the company would maintain Tumblr's existing porn ban, first introduced in December 2018. Snap announced Spectacles 3, a redesign of its augmented reality sunglasses. The glasses feature a sleeker look than previous spectacles and add a second camera for depth perception, with Snap adding in a number of 3D effects exclusive to the new device. The glasses will be able to capture 70 videos on a charge and offers 4 GB of storage. Spectacles 3 also comes with a 3D viewer similar to Google Cardboard for viewing 3D creations on your phone. Spectacles 3 goes on sale in November for $380. In a blog post, Microsoft's Mojang development team announced that the Super Duper graphics pack for Minecraft was canceled, citing the pack was too technically demanding to implement across devices. The update was originally announced at E3 in 2017 and promised to add dynamic shadow and light models, screen space reflections, material-based lighting, and add 4K resolution support while keeping the game's raw underlying assets untouched. In an interview with GameSpot, Xbox head Phil Spencer stated the priorities of the next-generation Xbox will be consistency of fast load times and maintaining 60 frames per second frame rates. Spencer also stated backwards compatibility was a priority for the new console, going back to the original Xbox. Players with different console generations will be able to play each other, and Microsoft will also support compatibility with older controllers on the new console. Google's settlement on a class-action lawsuit regarding defective microphones on Google Pixel phones received approval in federal court. Individuals who bought an original Pixel or Pixel XL before January 7, 2017 in the U.S. are eligible for a $20 payout, even if they didn't experience any microphone issues. Those that did experience issues can get insurance deductibles refunded, as well as get up to $350 for a single Pixel with documented microphone issues, or up to $500 for multiple devices. Owners have until October 7, 2019 to submit a claim. Sony announced an updated version of its XAV-AX5000 in-car receiver that lets drivers add a 9.95-inch floating touchscreen display that needs just a single DIN to install. The display can tilt and adjust its height and depth. It features support for CarPlay and Android Auto through USB, hands-free voice control, Bluetooth connectivity, and in a future update will support Abalta's WebLink platform. The display will be available in the U.S. in December for $600. Samsung's share of the European smartphone market rose from 33.9% last year to 40.6%, mostly on increased sales of mid-range phones like the Galaxy A50. Xiaomi also grew in Europe by 50% to 9.6% of the market. French regulators approved a plan by national broadcasters France Televisions, M6, and TF1 to launch a joint streaming service called Salto. The new service will pool resources and content from the three providers, and it's expected to launch in Q1 2020. The move mirrors plans in the UK, where British broadcasters ITV and the BBC plan to launch the BritBox streaming service later this year, pending regulatory approval. India's Reliance Industries announced a partnership with Microsoft Azure. Reliance's Jio will build data centers using Azure to provide things like natural language understanding for all Indian languages and dialects. Jio will also provide free connectivity and cloud infrastructure to startups, as well as plans for small and medium businesses for as little as 1,500 rupees a month. That's roughly about $21. And finally, security researchers at Pentest Partners published details on how the publicly available APIs from four dating sites made near real-time location tracking possible. The team developed a tool that used spoofed locations from multiple points, which, combined with distances to user profiles on Grindr, Romeo, Recon, and 3Fun, allowed them to triangulate locations, in some instances with up to 8 decimal places of latitude and longitude location information. When contacted about the findings, Recon moved to a snap-to-grid policy, rounding locations to the center of a larger grid, and Romeo pointed out that users had the option to reveal a nearby position rather than relying on a straight GPS fix. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.